Farm Bureau, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Tim Fritz, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau can provide Michigan residents with farm, home, life, auto, and business insurance. Give me a call today in Bad Axe at 269-9445. That's Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
You may know it already, but it's good to be sure. Not only do we have clinics and pharmacies in Pigeon, Elkton, Sebring, and Caseville, but we are now happy to announce the addition of yet another family practice physician, Dr. Blake Putman.
Hi, I'm Dr. Blake Putman. I'm excited to be joining Drs. Lori Hanselman and Teresa Ginther at Sure Family Medical Center. I'm a graduate of Central Michigan University College of Medicine, and I'm so blessed to be practicing medicine in the same area that I grew up in.
Dr. Putman joins the ranks of our award-winning medical staff with Dr. Paul Scannon in Sebring, Dr. Scott Ryder in Caseville, Drs. Ross Ramsey and Michael Paulson in Elkton, and Drs. Lori Hanselman and Teresa Ginther in Pigeon. Dr. Putman is currently now accepting patients at Sure Family Medical Center, located in the Medical Arts Building at Sure Hospital.
Make your appointment today with me, Dr. Blake Putman, at Sure Family Medical Center by calling 989-453-2141 or visit sure.org for more details.
That's 989-453-2141.
I'm Dr. Blake Putman, and I am Sure.
Are you sure? We are. Sure. Better health. Better life.
North Huron High School in Kindy, Michigan. Austin Kelly takes the return, and he is met with a stiff hit.
Hand off up the
36 yard line from big number 54, Andrew Pichette. That is where the Tigers take over. They get a couple yards on first down. On the run, Pichette, another tackle. That was probably the hardest hit of the night. There was quite a smack on that kickoff return.
Yeah, there really was. I see the Warriors just growing with confidence, and the Tigers just dumbfounded, wondering what to do, how to get points on the board and turn the momentum around a little bit.
Well, you mentioned the heat at the beginning of the game, 90 degrees earlier this afternoon, and you look at that CPS sideline, and there are two players on their bench, and this heat, this mugginess, and this great talent from
number
North
eight
Toronto,
running off the right side. Breaks through for about 15 yards before the roadblock brings him down.
Reserves to go to.
Right, yeah, that's right.
Big yardage across midfield. It's going to be a first and 10.
That was a big play. First down.
Time
make
out
that
North
second
Huron.
Down.
Time out North Huron.
From CPS, second and eight or so.
And
the Tigers get out across.
I remind you before we get to halftime.
Midfield.
Cheryl is downstairs.
Nice little play
with
a lot of space going
tickets.
On the right side
if
of the formation.
Those
and they
yet,
are up to North Huron
to
48 yard line.
Before halftime, she
the Warriors coaching staff didn't like that play
stand.
At all. There is a timeout.
The boosters,
trying
chance.
To keep their players hydrated. I see another flash of heat lightning. It is getting closer
again,
and more frequent.
Next
that's right,
game.
Yep.
At New Haven.
So you got both sides maybe starting to show a little fatigue, some sloppy tackles.
No
and that's great for the running backs. They're making
so
the most of it. But
start next
the
week.
Linebackers and the defensive
sure
linemen on both of these defenses starting to try
and
wrap up high and do it just with arms, and that ain't working.
I think halftime is going to come just in time for both teams, especially the Tigers.
So you will have a continuous clock with the lopsided score here in the second half, and on top of that, trying to get this game in before the weather really starts to roll in. I've seen a couple flashes over the last couple minutes. There is lightning to the north. Here's the handoff by Hooper. It's a dive off the
handoff
left
that
side.
Time, number eight.
In between the center and the guard.
Picks up about four
and
on the play.
Number eight on the play, that is Tyler Mitchell.
He
gets about 4 yards. He was tackled immediately.
Sutler.
A much better form tackle on that
second
effort
six.
From the North Huron Warriors on first down coming out of the timeout.
Yeah, it looks like the coach really kind of put it to him. Again, 4 yard gains all day long, that's great, but they haven't been able to keep the momentum going.
Two men in the backfield, Hooper under center. He's going to hand it off up the middle. That was Mooney. That play worked on one drive, the only drive that CPS has managed to get deep into Warrior territory inside the red zone. It did not work there.
Number 12 is stopped
Peyton
up.
Mooney was clogged up
for
in the backfield.
A loss of about a yard. We'll
that's
call
the
it
middle
third and
of
seven.
The Warrior defensive line. Big number 74, Tucker Wolschlager and Tom Toner. They've been making some tackles on those dive plays lately. That no exception. A loss of a yard or so. It's going to be third and eight, maybe third and seven. Just outside the 45-yard line of the Warriors. Call it the North Huron 46.
Exactly where the Tigers don't want to be right now.
Another handoff. Mitchell going from left to right across the formation.
Right side.
And he picks
Evan
up.
Evan Rice is there to bring him down.
About 5 yards.
Three or four.
It's not going to be a first down. It will be fourth down here from the 41. Make that the 42-yard line of North Huron.
It's going to be fourth
about
down.
About fourth and four.
And about four.
That play has become the play of choice on this drive. It is starting with the running back not in the eye, off of center in the backfield, and he goes from one side of the formation, takes the handoff, and winds up on the other side of the formation, in this case going left to right. We've seen it going right to left as well. Trying to get some momentum, considering how close these running backs are for CPS to the line of scrimmage when they line up.
It wasn't a bad play. They got stuffed on second down. And here they are, fourth and long again.
Fourth down, dive play up the middle. He's right at
the
marker. And
number eight.
I don't know if he got there.
Rice
it
is there to bring him down.
Like he was going to
we'll
hear Tyler
they spot
Mitchell
the ball.
On the ball or on
it's
the carry.
It's going to be really close whether he got there
or not.
He is not
the biggest back that CPS has. That would be Mooney, who's been a bit tougher going on those runs up the middle. I don't think he got
there. First down.
They call it a first down. I am mistaken. Sometimes the angle plays games. He didn't get it by much. It looked like it was going to be an easy first down when that play first started taking shape. But like I said, Mitchell, number eight, he is kind of small. And it seems like if you can wrap him up, there's not a whole lot of forward momentum. He gets stuffed when he's hit.
Yes, yes, he does.
There's a dive play going off the left side.
The beam grabs a hold of number
far.
Eight.
Once again,
Mitchell
it's Mitchell.
That time.
And that was Levine, big number 79, who towers over Mitchell from CPS. And Mitchell went down immediately on contact. Once again, if you are doing these tough middle of the field kind of off-center runs, you're going to need to break a tackle here. There or at least get some yardage after contact. And right now, Mitchell is not getting that. They got the first down, but it could have been easier if you would fall forward on a game.
And I was struck by how the Tigers absolutely did not think to throw a short pass, even on fourth and four.
Mooney and Mitchell in the backfield. It goes to Mooney on the dive, and he slips off left side, and he's got a lot of space. He might go the distance. He's making men miss down the near side of the field, inside the 10 of North
Number
Huron.
Number 12 that time scoops. Mooney scoops to the middle.
Mooney made a lot of man miss. He
had
to start juking people
him down
roughly
inside
about
5 yards
downfield.
And
then he
goal
made
for the Tigers.
Four Warriors miss.
As you're down about the 7 yard line. First and goal from about the 7 yard line.
It's going to be first and goal, roughly the 7 yard line on that play. So you're talking 25 yards or so for Mooney. He made that one himself. And that's what I was just talking about. Mitchell, if not making somebody miss, at least falling forward. In that case, Mooney made that play from a good gain into a great play. And this is the best scoring opportunity of the night for CPS. Trying to punch it in right before halftime. 38-0 North Huron.
And there to make the stop.
1:10 left in the second quarter. It's going to be second down. Zachary Baisdale got maybe a yard down to the six.
Second and goal from the six.
Second and goal from the six. Inside a minute before halftime. 52 seconds, and the clock continues to move. Hooper up underneath center. No, make that. Yeah, it's Hooper. He's on the kind of all alone. There's two running backs, but they're both on the left side, and Hooper's going to take it himself. They tell you that one a little bit. I think that's the first time we've seen
that
formation. You had Mooney and Mitchell to the left side of Hooper, and they just used them as lead blockers. But there was no real threat from either one of those running backs as far as taking the handoff.
Just inside the five,
and you
could
see what was coming
up on the
North Huron defense on that play.
Yeah, I think so.
Hooper got inside the five to the four, a gain of two or so. But like I said, that was a telegraphed quarterback keeper into the near side of the field. They were coming off the near side hash, so not a lot of room to work with. And when you telegraph that play, a good defense is going to snuff it out. Third down from the four. And
Hooper's pass intended for number 24
broken
is broken up and incomplete.
They,
a couple hands in there.
That was supposed to go to Devin Taylor. They have connected on that
away.
Quick play action kind of pop.